rising rate, which is we took the unprecedented step of putting the generic in to sidestep that and be able to lower the cost.
You're doing everyone a favor by charging three times what you acquired the drug for as a generic. You're trying to make us feel good about that. I just don't. I mean, I'm not buying your argument.
And sir,
do you have a guilty conscience about any of this?
Over that period of time, putting it in public places, giving free 700,000 free EpiPens to 66,000 schools and wanting to get it into all of the public schools across America.
Well, if it costs $20, they could afford to buy their own. You wouldn't have to give them to them. But instead, you chose to jack the prices up and then somehow make everyone want to feel good about you by saying how much you do. Bottom line is you took a very inexpensive drug and you profited handsomely off it. And I don't have a problem, like a lot of my colleagues, that you can make money in a free market enterprise. But what I do have a problem with as a physician, when you take drugs that are life-saving drugs and people don't have a choice, they can't go to a different department store to get their tie. They have to have that drug because a mother would cut off her right arm to get that dose of drug. You decided to charge $600 instead of cutting off her arm, and now you're saying you're dropping it to $300, and that should make us all feel better, when in fact that's probably about 10 times what the drug should cost. And I understand you got to make some money, but you can really sit there with a clear conscience today and say that that's okay, and you just decided because you're such a good company to cut the price from $600 to $300? I mean, is that your testimony?
Congressman, we want everyone who needs an EpiPen to have an EpiPen, and we're going to continue to
lower the price
to expand
so they can afford
access.
It. Are you going to lower the price so other people can afford
it? We believe that all